carnival of the animals. Camille Saint-Saëns was racked with pains when people addressed him as Saint Saëns. He held the human race to blame because it could not pronounce his name. So he turned with metronome and fife to glorify other kinds of life. Be quiet, please, for here begins his salute to feathers, fur, and fins. The lion is the king of beasts and husband of the lioness. Gazelles and things on which he feasts address him as your highness. There are those that admire that roar of his in the African jungles and belds, but I think wherever the lion is, I'd rather be somewhere else. At the pullets passing by. To the jackass wild, which scientists call the onager. It sounds like the laugh of an idiot child or a hep cat on a harmonica. But do not sneer at the jackass wild. There is a method in his hee-haw, for with maidenly blush and accent mild, the jenny-ass answers. Shee-haw. leaves of myrtle. I know the tortoise is a turtle. Come carve my name in stone immortal. I know the tortoise is a turtle. I know to my profound despair, I bet on one to beat a hare. I also know I'm now a pauper because of its tortly, turtly torpor. Elephants are useful friends, equipped with handles at both ends. They have a wrinkled, moth-proof hide. Their teeth are upside down, outside. If you think the elephant preposterous, you've probably never seen a rhinoceros. He has to jump because he is edible. I could not eat a kangaroo, but many fine Australians do. Those with cookbooks, and as well as boomerangs, prefer him in tasty kangaroo meringues. Thank you. aquarium. Some fish are minnows, some are whales. People like dimples, fish like scales. Some fish are slim and some are round. They don't get cold, they don't get drowned. But every fishwife fears for her fish, what we call mermaids, they call merfish. Personages with long ears. In the world of mules, there are no rules. The cuckoo in the middle of the wood. Cuckoos lead bohemian lives. They fail as husbands and as wives. Therefore, they cynically disparage everyone else's marriage. Thank you. Aviary. Puccini was Latin, and Wagner Teutonic, and birds are incurably philharmonic. Suburban yards and rural vistas are filled with avian Andrew sistas. The skylark sings a roundelay. The crow sings the road to Mandalay. The nightingale sings a lullaby, and the seagull sings a gullaby. That's what shepherds listened to in Arcadia before somebody invented the radio. Human, and quote the case of Mr. Truman. Saint-Saëns, upon the other hand, considered them a scurvy band. A blight they are, he said, and simian, instead of normal men and women. Saxophones, but just the clatter of their bones, a rolling, rattling, carefree circus of mammoth polkas and mazurkas. pterodactyls and brontosauruses sang ghostly prehistoric choruses. Amid the mastodonic wassail, I caught the eye of one small fossil. "Cheer up, sad world," he said, and winked. "It's kind of fun to be extinct." The crown. He looks in the mirror over and over and claims to have never heard of Pavlova. The grand finale, animale carnivale. Noises new to sea and land issue from the skillful band. All the strings contort their features, imitating crawly creatures. All the brasses look like mumps from blowing oompa oompa umps. In outdoing Barnum Bailey and Ringling, Saint-Saëns has done a miraculous thingling.